Blog Talk Radio.
Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Well, tonight I have a plea for you. I'm pleading tonight for you to do something for me. But the title of my message is Set Up Before the Storm. And I'll explain about that in just a moment. I hope all of you had a wonderful Valentine in spite of. We had our Valentine event was this past Saturday from 11 to 12 noon. And we had a great time. We had 27 ladies to call in. And we just had a great 1 hour of event. I read a poem, we played games, and we also had Willie Jackson to serenade us. So it seems like you guys had fun. I had fun. Always have fun with Willie Jackson singing those songs, romantic songs to us. But I hope that you were able to be a part of that and you enjoyed it. Anyway, I want to go ahead and start talking about set up before the storm. And I'll let you know, well, let me ask this question first. We're going to put some deadlines on some things that I've been talking about, Sheila and I have been talking about for the last year, really a couple of years. Well, the Next Chapter have written two books, A Widow's Touch, and, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? We want to go ahead and get that third book started. And I need you. If you haven't started, are you in the middle of writing your story? I need you to be, I'm going to give you a deadline. And we're going to also have a meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. And I'll be talking to others who are not up tonight. Listening to our show. But I am putting a deadline on our next book. I need it, and I'm going to, if I have to call each one of you individually and see where you are, I need you to begin or finish up what you have. Your story is so important to others. Let me tell you, it's healing. It's encouraging and healing. Our first book says the true story of encouragement and healing, and that is exactly what it is. Each story will relate to you in some sort of way. So I need you to get started. The deadline is June now. We have been in this pandemic. Next month will be 12 months, 12 long months. And guess what? Most of us, and I would say all of us, have been stuck in our home. And we have had plenty of time. And it's time for us to get something done seriously that God wants you to do. Because these 26 ladies who wrote the story in A Widow's Touch was very encouraging to so many ladies out there. So I am giving you until June of this year. The reason why I'm saying June, because I need to type it up for the editor. The editor doesn't want the book unless we type it up and give it to her. She will edit and put everything else together. But I have to type it up, and I did the same thing last time with the first book. You sent it to me. I did some editing myself, pretty much my last job as a compliance officer. I had to look at documents and stuff and rewrite it. So pretty much I do as much as I can. And then when it gets to her, all she has to do is just, I'm going to use the same writer. I mean, the editor. She's very good as far as naming your story, reading it, and putting it together. And we don't make much changes. We only make grammar. And also we try to enlighten the book by making sure it sounds good. And we will get in touch with you during that time just to make sure that we are looking at your story just the way you want it to be read. I mean, to be read by others. So I need you to get started. And the deadline is June. September, I want to be able to present it to the editor. And if we have things in order, I am sure that she can probably get it started by the end of the year or the first of the year. We're looking at maybe the first of the year, our book being released. So we have less than a year. We have 2 months. 2 months is already almost gone. So you have time to write because you're in the house. Many of you are retired and not working. So you have the time. Ask God to lead and guide you and encourage you to write the story to encourage others. This is something that you're doing for God, not just for next chapter. You're doing it for God because you're encouraging others. Now, the reason why I was talking about the title, Set Up Before the Storm, that's going to be my title in my story. Now, I really and seriously would like to have all new to be in this story. Now, if some of the old seasoned widows, if something that you, God has led you to want to put back into that book, but we are focusing on new stories. So if God has put on your heart that that for you to put something in this book again, you can, but I'm focusing on new widows. I just pulled my list out. We have an active list, and then we also have a new member list. And the new member list really goes back to the last 6 years. And we have over 30-plus ladies on that new list, not the active list, on the new list, 30-plus of the ministry. So we got lots of stories. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. We can't write the whole book just for you. We give each person at least 4 pages, no more than 4 pages. You can do 2 pages, 3 pages, but 4 pages is the max because we need room for others. And I'm sure you can be able to tell them, we don't want you to tell a book. If you want to write your own book, that's fine. But we're only looking for 4 pages, and that's long, 4 pages of a book, front on both sides. So that's what I want you to focus on. Now, let me tell you what I mean by set up before the storm. My story, now the editor might change my title a little bit, but God gave me a revelation this weekend, because there's some things that I didn't release into my other story. The other story that I wrote was God prepared me for the storm, but now he wants me to talk about set up. The setup before the storm. And I'm going to tell you a little bits and pieces what I mean by that, because it's important. I've been in Atlanta, and this coming September, it'll be 42 years. I can't even believe that it's been that long. But coming to Atlanta was a setup. Yes, it was. It was a setup. I mean, my whole life has been a setup, but at 42 years, I can go back and really see where the reason why I came here and where I'm at this point in my life. Even up until this very day, I can tell you 42 years ago exactly why the different things I experienced and also why I came to Atlanta. Now, when I came to Atlanta, I came to Atlanta to get married to someone else. Not my husband. He was supposed to come here and get married. He was from Atlanta. And also, I was happy about coming to getting closer. I lived in New York. I went from South Carolina out of high school straight to New York, stayed there for 8 years. And I was ready to come because I wanted to get closer to my mom. And because she had, you know, she had some health issues. So I was glad to come to Atlanta to be close where I could just drive to South Carolina. So, but when I got here, the guy that I was supposed to get married to, it didn't work out. Really, within less than 3 months, he went his way and I went my way. Basically, I went my way first. I saw that he was not the person that I thought he was going to be. So we separated, and pretty much I went through a lot of emotions because I felt terrible because I had left my good job, good salary, and doing well in New York, and came here, and all of this happened. And one thing I did was I didn't want to tell my mother about what I did because I felt ashamed. I felt ashamed that I didn't make a good decision, and all of this, so many things happened. Okay? But that was the setup to get me here to Atlanta, for you guys to see you and meet you and talk to you and do all the things that I'm doing now. It was the setup before the storm. He also prepared me for another journey before I got to this point. When I got here, I was torn to pieces. I felt like I was going to have a nervous breakdown, okay? But he sent me this lady to help me through this period of my time. So even though he's setting you up to do something, he's not going to leave you alone. That scripture, he will never leave you nor forsake you, he did just that. When I felt that I was getting ready to fall on my face, he picked me up and got me through. Now, he prepared me. Now, I became stronger during that period in all my life. I've gone through things, but I was stronger because who he sent me got me into words and books that was encouraging to help me along. Okay? That was the first part of my setup. He got me here, tore me to pieces so I could be stronger. He made sure that I was encouraged and I learned more about him and his words and became very strong in his words. And what happened next? After that particular storm, that first part of the storm, I met my husband 2 years later. Okay? I dated my husband for 3 years. We dated for 3 years, and then we finally got married. Okay? Then it all happened. After 6 years of marriage, two kids, baby, then also the storm came. Another storm came. But that first setup to bring me here to Atlanta to get married to my husband, for my husband transitioned, that was God's will. And you know one thing? He also, my husband's death was my strength for my mother's death. My mother died probably about 4 years later or something. But I dealt with my mother's funeral, my mother's death, like I didn't lose a death because I was built up, and I also had that, I knew what it was like to lose someone close to me. I love my mom, but I did everything for my mom as much as I could. Anything that she needed in her last days, me and my sister made sure that she had. I went up and down from South Carolina to Georgia, back and forth. So when my mother passed, I felt that I had done everything that I could have done to make her on this land. So the relief was off my shoulder, and I didn't feel guilty, and I wanted her to be at peace because she had a lot of health issues. So I felt okay because I knew she was going with the Lord. I know how strong my mother was in faith and believe in God. So I really feel that that's where she went. So I was at peace. So he strengthened you through different periods of your time. But that was the setup. There's some more story to all of this too. But I wanted to let you hear how God works. Certain things in your life way back, you begin to see. There are some more details that he showed me this weekend that I'm going to be putting in the book, some things that happened up until the point that my husband passed away. It was a setup before the storm. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in my story. But there's more details that I don't want to talk about right now. But there's something that he showed me this weekend. And I was, I couldn't stop crying. But he made it clear that he wanted me to put that in the book. He wanted me to include that information, that what I experienced this weekend, to show you how he goes from one situation to another, but he never leaves you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what you might be going through now, your heartaches, emotions, it's so painful what you're going through, part of the journey that God has put you on. But just knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I can look back even further before I came to Atlanta, the things that he did and protected me in New York. Oh, yeah, I have a story to tell. But my story will only talk, I will only talk about my story when I came to Atlanta 42 years ago. The setup before the storm. And it was a storm. It was many storms. But each time I got through each because I knew God was there and he got me through it. He kept sending me people. He kept sending resources. He just kept sending me, doing things to let me know that he was there. And I am just a witness to you that he will get you through whatever you might be going through. I know it hurts. I know you're lonely. All of the different emotions I've gone through. But he got me through it. Each storm, he got me through. But I knew it was a setup because he got me here from New York to Atlanta. Even though it was only 3 months, I was with this guy who was supposed to marry me. Oh, yeah, it hurt because I thought I was going to have a breakdown. And I was so shameful. Didn't tell my mother, really never told my mother till what happened. didn't even tell my brother and sister at the beginning until they found out. They knew something was going on, and I was too ashamed because of what I had given up to come down. But it was for a purpose. But once my sister and brother knew that what was happening with me, I had left my furniture in storage there. They sent my furniture down. They started helping me just to get myself, myself together as far as my living quarters. Everything just started flowing. But God was in it. He will walk with you one day at a time. So just knowing that one day, just sit down and just meditate and think about your last 40 years, the things that you have gone through, what God has helped you with, and you and your family, even when your husband were there, he was there. I mean, all those things, just meditate and let God show you what he has done and what he will continue to do. Because there is a story, and your story need to be in the third book. I'm not sure what the title is going to be, but God is going to put everything in order, just like he put everything in order for these other two books. But we need your story to be in this third book so you can encourage someone else as they read these books. And this is God's will. This is not Mary in the next chapter, Ashila's will. This is God's will. So just knowing that your story will be encouraging others through encouragement and healing through your story. So be faithful and start writing. And let me see what else I have. Let me look at my notes here. Also, what I wanted to do too, I also have people who call in that have lost son, mothers, daughters, whatever. I would like to include in the back of the book different stories about other losses. Son, daughter, mother, father. We don't want aunts and uncle, none of that. We want son, daughter, mother, father. So if you're on the air and you're interested in sharing your story, you'll be loved to include that in there. We might mix it, maybe the editor might mix it up a little bit throughout the book, whatever the editor suggests, we will do it. So if you would like to include your story and start writing, 2, 3, or 4 pages. Now, it has to be legal size pages, because when you write or even type, we need a whole legal size sheet, because it is it's going to be edited, and plus we need that much writing in order to cover a whole page. So we need you to write on legal papers. If many of you can type really well, please type your story. That will help me out a whole lot. And save it, because you can send it to me by email, and then I can, instead of me having to type the whole thing again, all I have to do is just go in there and correct grammars and so forth. But if you're not, and you send it to me in writing, it has to be legible so I can understand it, so I can be able to type it out. So I need it. The deadline is June. So I'll have from June to September to get it ready for the editor. And I hope that you will be obedient to the Lord, that let your will be done. And we are having a meeting this coming Saturday, 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10. I'll be sending out a text with the freeconferencecall.com. We're not having Zoom. All you have to do is call in again on freeconferencecall.com. And if you want to say something, ask a question or anything, you can do that. That's why we like to have the freeconference call. You can actually call and talk to us, say something. We'll be able to tell, say something to you, and ask questions, and you can, you know, whatever. So that's a little bit more freer than a lot of you do not like Zoom. So that will be something that, well, this is what we normally use at our third, every third Saturday of each month. So that is all I have for you. Be blessed, be safe, and start writing. And just know, oh, I had something to say. I have 4 minutes. There was something else I wanted to read and be encouraged. And Jesus says, my book from Jesus says, ask my spirit, that's, we're talking about God, ask my spirit to help you for your gaze on me. And that's me looking steadily. Invite me to alert you whenever you get overly focused on problems so you can redirect your attention on me. This is hard because it is not only unnatural, but also countercultural. Moreover, the evil one and his demon seeks to attract you from my presence. And that's what Jesus says. We have a lot of things that attracts us and takes our mind off of Jesus. All these influences working together put massive pressure on you to pay attention to your problems or else. So you need the assistance of my spirit continuously. Ask me to help you deal with these difficulties as needed while reserving the bulk of your attention on me. And he's saying, Jesus says, he is your companion. He is your wonderful counselor. He's your bread of life. He's the king, your king of kings. He is the great I am. And he is your bright and morning star. Keep your eyes on him. And he will walk with you and talk with you and show you the way. Be blessed and enjoy the rest of your week. Be a part of us with our monthly meeting on this coming weekend, Saturday, February 20th, from 9 to 10 a.m. I'm going to leave you with Jason Nelson. I am.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs.
Pick the wrong one.
Have you ever
enjoy.
Been there?
Game's
one day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will.
Get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it. God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live through this.
But live
through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding in so much, it feels like you're
life
after this is over.